Okay. For years and years and years, I started every single day the same way. I would get out a spiral-bound notebook or a post-it or the notes on my phone, and I would write the dreams that I had for my life. They were big, grandiose, impossible things. I would write them down, and the key was I would write them as if they had already happened. I was obsessed with this process. It was how I set my intention every single day, and I loved it so much, I turned it into a product. You've probably heard me talking about the Start Today journal because I love it so much. But here's the deal. I did this every single day without a fancy journal. I wrote it down anywhere that I could. And I want you as a listener to be able to do that because I believe so much in this process and the power of calling your shot, the power of naming your dreams and claiming your dreams. And so with that in mind, I'm going to read you the opening chapter of the Start Today journal. I'm going to read you the exact how-to. Now, all you have to do is find the will to show up and do this every single day of your life. I'm going to give you the content for free because I believe in the power of setting up your goals. And if you can't afford a journal, well, don't let that stop you. Start this practice right now. If you hear the practice and you think it's really rad, well, dang, you should head over to the Hollis Co. website and get yourself a Start Today journal. But until then, let me tell you about how it works. Welcome to the Rise Podcast. I'm Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll be sharing tangible, direct advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. Hey, friend. Welcome to the first page of your Start Today journal. If we're not already BFFs, then please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Rachel Hollis. I write books and produce life-changing personal growth conferences and speak on stages all over the world. I also have 4 children. It's important to follow the professional accomplishments with the personal reality, because if you ask me what single thing has contributed most to my success over the last decade, it's the ability to focus and be intentional even in the midst of the chaos of school drop-offs and teething babies. This journal is a personal process I've used to keep my dreams and goals top of mind and in focus. It's literally how I started today and every day for the last several years. I think it's a major contributing factor for why I've achieved the success I have. An online community of millions, becoming a number one New York Times bestselling author, building a multi-million dollar company and brand with only a high school diploma under my belt, and more impressive than all of them, a thriving marriage and 4 kids who are mostly kind, well-adjusted members of society. Truthfully, I never imagined I'd have my own journal with a snazzy name. But over the last several years, anytime I showed a glimpse of my morning routine on social media, thousands of people would respond with questions. Why do you journal? How do you know what to write down? Where did you get that notebook? Can you teach me how to do this process? So, like with most everything we've created as a company, this idea came from a direct ask from our online family. And even though we had no idea how we'd pull it off, also a hallmark of our business, I did know how helpful daily intentional focus could be. There is so much power in setting your intentions every day. There is so much power in focusing on the outcome you're after instead of the to-do list you have in your mind. This practice was born out of frustration. I was tired of starting and stopping my goals over and over again. I wanted a habit that would help me see them through to completion. In the past, whenever I set out to change my life for the better, like at the new year or right before a big birthday, I tended to get really fired up and tried to improve everything at once. Have you ever done that? January would roll around and I'd be like, okay, I'm starting a diet and writing the next great American novel and working on my marriage, and I'm finally going to get the dog to stop pulling on the leash. And the thing is, for a few days, I'd kill it. But then life would happen, and one ball would drop, and then another, and suddenly I was right back where I started, only now I was beyond discouraged. I speak about this process in my book, Girl, Stop Apologizing, and I highly recommend that as a companion for this journal if you want to go into more detail on goal setting and how to take actionable steps. But the impetus for this daily practice in my life was that I couldn't understand how I could start out so strong and determined only to watch my drive fizzle and fade in no time flat. The worst part was that whenever I failed to achieve my goals or gave up again, I would mentally berate myself for not being able to achieve big things. It's only now that I understand that it wasn't that my goals were too big, it's that there were too many of them. There were too many priorities, too many things to keep track of. I got overwhelmed easily and couldn't keep up with it all, which robbed me of whatever motivation I had started with. When everything is important, nothing is important. So I narrowed my focus. I went all in super hard on one thing, and the results were exponential. I found success both personally and professionally when I learned to focus. And focus requires choosing one goal. It's hard for many people to commit to only one area of attention when they're passionate about growth. They think they've got to do it all and be it all to see massive change. What they don't realize is that achieving a goal is like water coming into a harbor. When the tide rises in the harbor, all the boats rise. This amazing thing happens when you start to grow in one area of your life. Other areas improve right along with it. If you drop a handful of pebbles into a lake, you'll move the water around a bit. If you drop a boulder into a lake, meaning if you put all your energy into one area, the impact is incredible. The ripple effects of that choice spread out in all directions. For clarity's sake, I'd like to mention that it's very possible to grow in multiple areas of your life once you've achieved success in one area and established it as a habit. For instance, I am able to maintain my health and fitness regimen while pursuing a new goal because health and fitness are habits in my life now. But if I had tried to conquer them simultaneously or attempted to take them on while starting my company, let's say, I wouldn't have been successful. The question then becomes, how do you decide? How do you pick the right thing to focus on next? Well, if you're me, you narrow it down using a process I used to call 10-10-1. Like most things in life, I figure out something that works for me, and when pressed to explain it, I write it out and give it a snappy title. See my entire publishing career. 10 years, 10 dreams, one goal. Who do you want to be in 10 years? What are the 10 dreams that would make that vision a reality for you? Which one of those dreams are you going to turn into a goal and focus on next? For clarity's sake, let me explain the difference between a dream and a goal. A dream is an idea that you have. A dream is something you think about or obsess over. A dream is something you fantasize about coming true. You might have a dream to get into shape. It becomes a goal when you sign up for a half marathon and join a running club and start racking up the miles. A goal is when you stop hoping for your dreams and actually start working toward them. A goal is a dream with its work boots on. Here's how the process works. Start with you 10 years from now. Have you ever thought about what the best version of you is like? Many of us imagine great things happening, but very few people spend the time to imagine in vivid detail what their best self would be like. If you were at one of my conferences, I'd take you through a full visualization exercise and ask you to close your eyes and dream about the best version of you. For today's purposes, you've got to keep reading. So keep your eyes open and maybe try and meditate on this later. Imagine that a decade of time has gone by and you are living your best possible ideal for yourself and your life. Dream big. Don't put any restriction on it. Don't overthink it. Just allow yourself to envision the most magnificent possible future version of yourself. A decade in the future, what is the very best version of you doing? What does she look like? How does he go about his day? How does she speak to the people she loves? How is she loved in return? What kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of car do you drive? Are you a great cook? Do you love to read? Do you love to run? Get as specific as you possibly can. Where do you go on vacation? What's your favorite restaurant to eat at now that you have a life that's different? What kind of food do you consume? What does it feel like to go throughout your day? Are you optimistic? Are you encouraging to others? After a decade of working on yourself and growing as a person, how much joy is there in your life? Who is in your life? What's your week like? How do you treat people? How do they treat you? Let your dreams run absolutely wild. Are you happy? Are you energetic? Are you driven? Do you feel ambitious? What's your relationship like with your family members? Do you own a home? What does it look like? Do you have kids? Do you have a family? Are you married? What's the best of the best? Now, go bigger. What's a bigger version of the best version of you living every day in the best state that you know how to be? What do you do for work? What is the highest value that your future self holds? Is it family? Is it loyalty? Is it growth? Be as specific as you can be. See it like a movie in your mind. Now, without a second of judgment or overthinking it, I want you to write down everything that you just thought of as fast as you can. I don't want you to forget any of it. I want that future version of you to be seared inside your mind. The best version of me is when I'm at my very best I. Don't hold back. This is not the time to think it through or tell yourself to slow down. This is not the time for realistic. This is the time to think as big as you can possibly go. You've got 2 pages to fill up with words and sentences and even pictures and doodles that will help you visualize your future. Get to work. That future version of you sounds awesome. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge you for writing all those hopes and ideas down. Very few people have the courage to ever put their desires into substance. And I'm proud of you for calling your shot. Hopefully, this exercise helped you paint a clear picture in your mind of a lot of different awesome things your future self can take part in. Personally, I like to do this once or twice a year and create a vision board, like in 5th grade when you glue a bunch of magazine clippings to poster paper, so I've got a visual to go along with my mental imagery. That is the first step. That's you in 10 years. Now here's where you narrow it down. 10 dreams. Turn your 10 years into 10 dreams. The 10 dreams are the things that, if they came true, they would make your vision a reality. So if you saw a future that was completely financially free, maybe your dreams would be things like making a 6-figure salary, getting completely out of debt, etc. But maybe your future dream self is also healthy and happy and energetic. Add becoming a marathon runner and a vegetarian to the mix. The important thing, again, is to be specific. The list of dreams is how that future vision manifests for you. Often, when we do this, we come up with more than 10, but it's essential to narrow it down. Focus matters, remember? Choose 10 dreams that, if they were to come true, would make your future self real. Now, here's the key to the Start Today journal. Use the prompts as a daily practice to write down those 10 dreams, but you have to write them as if they've already happened. I do this every day of my life because I want the repetition to instill in my head and my heart where my focus should be. I write them down as if they've already happened because I read once that your subconscious focuses on what you give it. So if you tell yourself and your subconscious, "I'm going to make $1 million," you don't end up focusing on the goal, but on the words "going to." It's just another to-do list for your brain. You didn't give it direction. You didn't ask your mind to help you figure out how. You only told it that you were going to do something, which isn't especially powerful no matter how big a goal you set for yourself. After all, you create to-do lists all the time. What makes this something your brain should take notice of? What if instead you told yourself, "I have $1 million in the bank"? That's specific. That's an outcome. That's a direction to head. Going to is something in the future. Have is present tense, which means your subconscious starts focusing on how to make that real right now. Some items on my list are things I want to achieve. Other items are things I can accomplish every day. I am an exceptional wife. That one is on my list. I write it down every day as a reminder of who I am and who I want to be. When I imagine my future best self, she's still drunk in love with my husband, Dave. In the future, he's still my best friend, and we still can't keep our hands off each other. Only now we look so much fresher because all of our kids are older and we don't have to change diapers or wake up with a teething baby. I'm careful with the words I write down too. I don't use the word "good." I don't use the word "great." I use the word "exceptional." When I write that sentence about being an exceptional wife every day, I have to ask myself what I did today that made me exceptional. It's a simple prompt to move me into action. It reminds me to text my husband and tell him how hot he looked in those pants, or how much I love him, or how much I appreciate what a good dad he is. That wouldn't happen if I didn't have the prompt reminding me who I want to be. Another item on my list, I am a New York Times bestseller. I wrote this for years and years. I wrote it with my first book and my third and my fifth, and each time I was discouraged when I didn't make the list. But then I had pages and pages of me reminding myself where I was going. It worked as the inertia I needed to stand back up and try again and again. It wasn't until my sixth book and over a decade of dreaming about it that I finally made that dream a reality. And even though it took years, every single day I reminded myself where I was headed. Take a moment to brainstorm dreams, all kinds of dreams. Look at your vision of who you want to be 10 years from now, and write down all of the things that would be true if that was your reality. You don't need to narrow it down to 10 things just yet. Just brainstorm and fill up the pages with possibilities. Now that you have a bunch of ideas, narrow it down to the 10 that matter most, the 10 dreams that are most effective to get you where you want to go. Don't worry about getting these perfect. My dreams have remained the same, but the way I wrote them down has changed as I've learned in more detail what I want and how to pursue it. For now, just decide on the 10 dreams you're going to commit to at the start of this journey. These should be the kind of dreams that light your heart on fire just to write them down and also make you a little nervous. These are the kind of things that if other people saw your list, they'd be like, "That girl has lost her mind. Who does she think she is?" But guess what? These aren't dreams for the naysayers. These aren't dreams for anyone else. These are the things you want for your life, and nobody else gets an opinion here. Not even that snarky voice in the back of your mind that likes to remind you to slow down and be cautious and play it small. Tell that voice to shut it. Let your heart decide which 10 dreams are best, not your brain. Now list them on the next page. One goal. The next step is narrowing your focus down to one goal. 10, 10, 1. 10 years becomes 10 dreams becomes one goal. Your dream is your ideal. It becomes a goal when you actively begin to pursue it. The 10 dreams, even though there may be more focused than you've ever been, are still too broad. We've got to narrow it down to one thing. So I want you to ask yourself right now, what is one goal, one thing you can do that will get you closer to the 10 years from now version of yourself the fastest? What is the one goal out of the 10 you just finished identifying that you can work on this quarter? To achieve a goal, you need to make sure you have clarity on two things. One, what are the specifics? And two, how will you measure your progress? I want to lose weight is not specific. Do you want to lose 2 pounds or 100 pounds? That's specific. I want a body fat percentage of 24%. I want to save $5,000. Those are specific goals that you can measure against. I want to do better at my finances. That's garbage. You're already setting yourself up for failure, or you're setting up to give yourself credit for work without making measurable progress. Paying cash for my latte instead of using a credit card could be considered doing better on my finances. But where is it getting you? If your goal was specific, something along the lines of, I want to save $5,000, well, you wouldn't have a latte at all. Your goal also needs to be measurable. You have to be able to judge whether you're making progress or getting closer to where you want to be. A lot of people also say that a goal has to have a time limit, but I don't like that because I feel like it sets you up for failure. If you tell yourself you've got to be in shape by the end of February, and then you get to mid-February and you haven't done it, you beat yourself up. The intention here is that working on your ideal self is a lifelong process to becoming who you were meant to be. Lifelong processes don't have a time limit. All that matters is that you have consistency. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for a habit. And that's why this journal is a practice for every day. So every day, you're going to start your day using the journal prompts to remind you of who you want to be. I like to take 5 to 10 minutes each day to meditate or pray on the things I'm grateful for. Taking a few minutes to mentally list out my blessings gets me into a great headspace. From a place of gratitude, we see so much possibility in front of us. So get grateful. And then use the prompts to set your intention. Write down 10 dreams every day as if they've already happened, and finish with one big, incredible goal that will get you there fastest. Now that you know where you're truly headed, you can build your action plan and to-do list about the results that you want and the direction that you're headed. Well, guys, that is the intro chapter and how-to for the Start Today Journal. If it sounds like something you would love, we sure would appreciate it if you head over to theholisco.com and you can shop for your own version. If it sounds like something you love but don't have the funds for yet, don't worry. I have totally been there. You can absolutely do this on any loose piece of paper you have laying around the house. Remember, I wrote it down anywhere that I could for years and years, and the dreams still came true. They weren't in a fancy, well-covered journal, but it got the job done. Our intention here is always, always to create tools that help you change your life. This is sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, one of the greatest tools that I have at my disposal, which is why I decided to read it in a podcast and give it away to you for free. I hope that you will take this practice and incorporate it into your own life. I cannot wait to hear about the awesome dreams and goals that you are working on in the coming year. we should hang out on more than just this podcast, which means that the next time you're on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, be sure and type Rachel Hollis into the search bar and check out all the fun things we have going on your favorite platform.